Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 27th. And there is this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up a quarter cent at 548 and a half, September wheat up a half a cent at 720 and a half, and November beans up 8.5 cents, closing at 1428 and a quarter. August beans finished up about 28 cents. Old crop is very strong out here. Cash price is incredibly strong. I think we've got the room to move this thing even higher yet, particularly for old crop. New crop ought to be even strong too with the hot, dry weather. I don't think anybody believes that the government's going to be anywhere close to being right at 52 bushels to an acre. I think we're going to see, you know, yield closer to 50 than anything else out here. We did have a new sale this morning, 256,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. The weekly sales, we had 744 on beans, a good number. 545 new crop, 275 of which was to China. Corn was a combined at 649 and wheat 233. So corn and beans were a pretty good number. Hot, dry weather continues. There's one big storm blowing through Kansas right now, first rain they've seen in ages, but the temperature is 105 degrees. It looks like it's kind of a pop-up shower and then nothing, and then it's hot and dry for the next week or so. So I don't think it's going to do a whole lot of good out there. But, you know, we're still contending with this hot weather throughout Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri. They finally got some rains in Wisconsin and Michigan yesterday. We got some rain in northern Illinois. But for the most part, I just don't think the yields are going to be nearly what the government thinks they're going to be out here. We closed the night session with August beans at 1575. It's a new contract high. If we close over 1570, I think it opens the door for even higher prices out here. But keep in mind, tomorrow's the last Friday of the month. Even though we have one trading day in July on Monday, this is the last Friday of the month, so we'll see if we make highs tomorrow. Overall, I think we've got you know, this heat out here, but the market didn't really break. And then there's the news out just a few minutes ago about the Russians hitting Odessa again. They claimed it was a deadly attack. I haven't seen much on it here this morning, but it looks like that's stepping up too. And, you know, corn finished a dime off its highs. Wheat finished 20-something off its highs. You know, I think it's probably oversold considering what's happening in Ukraine. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.